Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. Warda is a production of Whimsy and Artifice. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. We just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who has backed the Dungeon Dome, the Kickstarter run by James D'Amato on the One Shot Podcast Network, through the last month or so. If you've contributed to this already, thank you. Drew and I are both involved in the project, and we're so excited to get started and share everything with you. If you haven't backed it yet, you have until August 10th. Hurry up and get on that. It's going to be awesome. Another announcement we'd like to make is that I, Allie, will be attending Gen Con for the very first time ever this year. Gen Con is in Indiana, as you probably already know, from August 17th through the 20th. If you're going to be there, send us a note. Tweet at us at WelcomeToWarda or shoot us a line at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. I'd love to meet people at Gen Con, and I'd love to hear your thoughts in person. Let us know. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Warda Curiosities. Okay, so you and Fennell.
As I imagine, Fennell's in the corner just like.
Fennell's like, why did you ask her what her name was?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she has a name she likes to call herself.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I mean. They're...
But since when do you ask pixies what their names are?
Always. I've always done that.
Really?
Yeah. The pixie that I sent out to Corrig Advance, he calls himself.
You don't even remember.
I do. I asked him. It's been a trying night.
We should probably just go, Emberlar. Come on.
His name was Popson. Popson.
Popson.
It was Popson. It was Popson.
Okay.
I guarantee you it was Popson.
All right. It was Popson.
Thank you. It was. I've worked with him before. Mm-hmm. I remember him.
Okay. And she's like putting her coat on and putting her hat on and putting her scarf on. You guys are... She's like walking out the door. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
He does. He has the one ear that's a bit shorter than the other one.
Yeah,
it's Popson.
That's fine. Okay. So you guys are heading to...
Yeah, we're going to head to Isley Morris's.
Isley Morris's house. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. So you guys... How are you going to get there? How are you in...
We're just going to take a taxi. We're not going to teleport. I've already used my one free teleport.
Yeah. Is that for the month or?
Yeah, for the month.
For the month. Okay, so you're going to take a cab.
Yeah, just a private cab. A carriage.
A carriage. Mm-hmm. So you guys hop into a carriage.
Do wardens have?
They have like, so you know, like.
Do we have a jalopy?
You guys have like ye old like paddy wagon type things. Like, because they're fey based, they don't have wheels. They're hovercraft kind of things.
Can we take that one then? Is like do we have our squad car that we use because we have like
the paddy wagon type things are more for like more than five wardens that are going out on something. Like those are for like a big case. So you guys take like a small like two person buggy that no one's using right now.
Surrey with the fringe on top?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's chat is the carriage they take, what is it drawn by? What mundane animal is it drawn by? Let us know in the chat what you think draws their terrible Surrey with a fringe on top to the crime scene.
Awesome.
There's already some good ones in here.
A big goat.
Big goats.
An ostrich.
Oh man, these are good.
Yes.
Everybody wants goats. It's a single. It's a single big goat.
A dire goat. Yes.
A dire goat.
A dire goat.
And it's black with like a gray underbelly and like gray eye splotches.
Does it have horns?
It does have horns.
I compliment it on its horns.
They're like stumpy and gray,
And it's standing out at the post chewing cud, presumably. But yeah, it's the size of like a pony. It's like a very large goat. And you guys come up to the buggy and it kind of like swings its head around and like looks at you kind of wall-eyed the way goats do.
Hey, Carl, how you doing today?
Ah!
Your horns are coming in nicely, Carl.
Ah!
How's the grass today? Oh, not good today, huh? Well, as I stroke its mane and tickle its little fur.
Does it have a beard?
It has a little beard, yeah. He has a little beard. Carl.
Carl's
Carl
goat.
The dire goat. Yeah. Carl the dire goat.
Carl,
that's good.
Dire goat.
That's now canon.
That's canon. Thank you so much, for everybody. So you guys hop into the buggy with Carl the dire goat at the helm. And,
that's such a good sentence.
Somebody in the chat rewrite Surrey with a fringe on top to be about Carl the dire goat. Please, thank you so much. I'm sure you can find the karaoke track on YouTube for free. So you guys hop into the buggy with Carl the dire goat at the helm and head off to Isley Morris's apartment, which is a couple neighborhoods away. It's not close to where the opera house was. It's kind of far, actually, which means that she had like a terrible commute to get to work all the time. You guys arrive, and there's a couple of wardens like out in the street, fist and foot wardens, which are like they're the muscle, right? You guys are like detectives. These guys are like the muscles, and they recognize you, but you don't know them. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of like, oh, hey, and you guys head on upstairs. It's the third floor, and you get up there, and what do you want to do first?
How many wardens were outside? How many hand and foots were there?
There were like three, maybe five.
Okay.
They're patrolling.
Is there like a senior officer?
So there were like three outside. There was one on the stair dusting. And then there's like one more in the flat. But you're not seeing a senior officer yet.
Okay, I'd walk up to the nearest one then, and I was like, "All right, tell me what's going on."
It's not my job.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, is there someone here who can like fill me in on like all the details?
You're gonna have to talk to Marswell, and like he kind of blows you off and like goes back downstairs to talk to the guy that's on the stair. We're gonna cut back over to the other group while you and Fennell get your bearings. So you guys have the listening vest in a bag, which is silenced, and you're heading out into the streets.
Yeah, Tippin's following the like
the little thread,
the magic
is
thread.
Is the smell still following us?
No.
Oh.
It's on our house.
Okay, I got it.
It is
I got
on
it.
Our home.
It's on the home.
We live there.
I know.
We're gonna go home, and it's gonna be there.
I will take care of it. Let's follow this trail while it's still hot, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to find another windowsill.
That is unnecessary, and you won't have to. I will take care of it, I promise. Let's go.
So, roll in Arcanica, whoever is trying to keep an eye on this trail.
Oh.
That's not bad. Three.
So it's kind of faint. Maybe it's because it's daylight. Maybe it's because it's old. You know, you're not really sure why. It's not that the trail is cold. It's just that it's really faint. It kind of blips in and out.
I'd assume daylight.
Yeah. So you guys head out in the direction of this like pinprick of light that comes off of the vest, and it leads you north. So where are we right now? You guys are following the light.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the day, you guys are like walking upstream of crowds of people going to and from their jobs, and they're like looking at you funny because you're like holding the bag between like in front of you, and you're like you're directing her trying to like trying to navigate her.
Did you say left?
I said left.
Left.
Left. No, your other left.
My bad.
You guys are heading northwards. You pass through some residential areas, you pass through a street market, with lots of interesting looking foods and little things to sell.
Hold the course. Hold the course, Tippin.
Oh, Tippin.
Oh, I'm so distracted right now.
And you guys head northward, ever northward, until you find yourselves on a residential street. And down at the end of the street, there are some wardens kind of pacing around, doing some kind of patrol.
Oh my. That seems suspicious.
And the light is stronger.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay. All right.
Let's be casual.
Be casual.
Fly casual, fly Tippin.
Well,
casual.
Actually, Tippin's, yeah, okay, Tippin's going to go off ahead, so just
okay.
Wait here. He's going to go off ahead and follow the magic trail a little bit more because, and I want to use the art of nondescript listening to kind of, if I have to pass by them with the magic, to kind of listen to what they're saying.
I'm going to go near. Is there maybe, so this is a residential area, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's apartments and like, there's a couple of like nicer houses, but most of it is like three-story apartment buildings. They're like Victorian style houses that just have different floors, like a boarding house and like. Mm-hmm.
Is there like a tree or somewhere nearby where I can get close enough where I can really see what's going on?
There's a couple of trees on the street.
But be a little bit like away.
Yeah, there's a couple of trees along the street. Mm-hmm. You know, the kind that have like the little wrought iron fence around the base.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're gonna go and kind of like lean on the tree and be casual?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, can you roll me casual, please? No, can you roll me?
casual, the skill.
Let's see.
Stealth?
Yeah, I guess it's a stealth. Let's roll a stealth.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's stealthy.
Very nice.
That is a 5.
Very good. So you find one of these trees that's closer to the end of the block where you can kind of hear them better. And you lean up on the tree. What are you doing to look nondescript?
I am fanning myself.
Fanning.
And watching the passersby and yeah, that's all. I'm just fanning in the shade.
Okay. Yeah. So you're doing that. You mm-hmm. look stunning, but nobody pays you any mind. A couple of the people who are coming down the street see the wardens and like kind of like get spooked, and they cross the street and walk along the other side, shooting furtive glances down that direction. But nobody really makes any notice of you. Tippin, what are you doing?
Yeah, I want to follow the magic trail, and if it brings me close to the wardens, I want to stop and kind of listen to what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to use my art of nondescript listening.
Oh, goodness.
I guess I'll give that to you.
Yeah.
Is that a +2 then, or is it, what does that mean?
I have no idea. Believe, yes, it's a +2.
It's a +2. +2, cool.
Okay, great.
All right.
So that's what mine is.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. So that's a lot. 7.
Okay, yeah.
You
so
said,
you get
ever.
Really close, and they don't notice you at all. There's a couple other pixies flitting in and out of the building, but they're very busy with whatever they're doing, so they don't pay you any heed. The wardens on the street don't pay you any heed either. What are you doing? Are you just hovering to see, or what are you going to do?
I think I want to kind of like hover and circle
okay.
as well, just almost to look like I'm other pixies, like
yeah, like you're
giving
blending
and sending
in with
messages.
Them. Yeah. So you do that, and you do it so well that not even the other pixies notice that you're doing it. And the wardens on the street are kind of like just like passing each other up and down the bit of sidewalk that's there, and you know. They look a little bored. They've been doing it for hours. They just look kind of bored.
And are they like passing like a specific spot or like?
Yeah, outside the front of a house, out of one of the houses.
And where is the spell pointing?
Towards the house.
I would like to go inside the house.
Okay. So they're passing by the front step of this house, the front door is open. So you can go in the front door, But now you need to know that you still have the bag, right?
I still have the bag.
So mm-hmm. you can't see the light anymore now that you're inside because you're just out of range of it.
I don't think Tippin would think that far ahead, so okay. I think he would definitely just start exploring the house.
So you're in there anyway. You're gonna explore the house. Can you roll me a notice, please, Tippin?
That's a 3.
Yeah, so those aren't the only wardens. There's other wardens in the house.
Okay.
One of them is on the stairs, and it's a Silvani gentleman, a short Silvani, which mm-hmm. is weird. And he appears to be dusting the banister and the steps, looking for clues of some kind. He's very into his work. He doesn't notice you. He's a shrub. He's a shrub, Silvani. what else are you looking for?
Well, I see him dusting the stairs, mm-hmm. so I'm going to go upstairs
okay.
and see what's up there.
So you flit up the stairs. The second floor landing is quiet. Doesn't seem like there's anybody there.
Does it look like it's been, like, sweeped, like, a crime scene by, like, police? Or does it look like...
No, it looks like it hasn't been touched. Like, the two doors on that landing are shut. And the stairs continue upwards past that. But there's no one on this floor.
Okay. I will keep going up.
Okay. The next landing you reach has 3 doors on it. Mm-hmm. One of them is cracked open, but there's no one at the door, and it's quiet.
I would like to peer through the crack.
Okay. Peering through the crack, there's no one home. The lights are all off. It's just no one's in there. It's an apartment. There's no one there.
No one there. Apartment's cracked open. Are there, like... So the locks on the doors, can you do, like, the quintessential television and, like, look through the lock?
The Tinkerbell thing where she puts her face up in the...
I am the size of Tinkerbell,
so... Yeah, you can. These all appear to be just regular apartments, middle class, very plain.
And is this the top floor?
No, there's one more floor.
Okay. I'll go up to the top floor, and if they all look the same, then I'm going to start searching apartments individually.
So you go up to the next floor, and that's where all the action is.
Okay.
The two doors on that floor are wide open, and there are wardens passing back and forth and muttering to each other. And as you reach the landing, a warden, like, brushes out one door and into the other, like, it's not my job, and, like, into the other apartment.
Okay. I go, so he comes out of one apartment mm-hmm. into the other?
And into the other.
It's not my job. I'm going to check what wasn't his job first.
Okay. And you enter that apartment, and it is a disaster zone. Everything is on the floor. Stuff is broken, shattered glass, a broken vase, a key ring, like, for the apartment is on the ground near the door. And standing in the living room is... Embrilar and Fennel, and they're studying things.
I'm not going to make myself known to them quite yet.
Okay.
I kind of want to examine everything around there.
Okay. Yeah.
First.
So you start looking around, trying to examine the crime scene. Embrilar and Fennel are examining things as best they can.
She's over here. I'm talking to her.
Yeah,
right
you're
now.
Talking to her. Yeah.
I'm talking to him.
And someone comes into the apartment from the back room. So someone from deeper in the apartment, someone comes out of, like, the kitchen into the living room and says, "What the hell are you doing here?"
Sorry, what?
I said, "What the hell are you doing here?" Whoa. She's a half-Jean Silvani. She's got moss green hair piled up in a knot on her head. She's buttoned all the way up.
Embrilar Adeo of the...
I know who you are.
And you are?
Maeve Marswell, this is my case.
Marswell, thank you. I was looking for you. I'm not here to try to take over your case. I'm just here for some information. She was a person of interest, the victim, in one of our cases that we have going on right now. Is there anything that you can tell me about what's going on?
As far as all we can tell, she got robbed. Seems like somebody followed her up the stairs last night when she was being a little careless and forced their way in. She put up a fight, and that's that.
Cause
the
of
body is over there if you want to look at it.
I look at the body.
Do you have a cause of death?
The stab wounds.
Well, I haven't investigated yet. You guys have her covered. I didn't want to step on top of your investigation.
I appreciate that. It's not like your department to ask permission before barging in, so I appreciate that.
Of course. May I?
Please.
How many stab wounds are there?
Like six.
Six?
She's also been beaten around the face.
Okay.
It's brutal. Fennel, like, looks away, because she's like...
How long has she been dead now?
Since the early hours of this morning, I'd say.
Have you already talked to the neighbors? Did they hear anything?
Nobody heard a thing. Which is a little odd, frankly.
Yes, it is.
Makes us feel like maybe she knew her attacker and...
Yeah, because the door didn't seem busted in.
No, it didn't.
Okay. Tell me, has anybody checked the place for any magic residue for any silencing spells?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Give me a minute. And then I'm gonna...
Tippin would actually like to start checking the room for magic residue, okay. Just in general.
Yeah.
Maybe until he hears silencing spells, then specifically go for silencing spells.
Okay, so give me, let's see, should we notice? Yeah.
Notice
no, do an investigate.
Arcanica?
Do an investigate for me.
Investigate?
Yeah. Because you're investigating the room for signs of something.
We're going to just, you know, spend some
money. Oh, yeah. Spend them.
I don't have as good of an investigate as I'd like. Much better.
There we go.
Four.
Yeah. So you immediately catch, like, a whiff or whatever it is of something that's, like, all up in the walls.
Scrap.
Like, all over the room.
I will now make myself known to Emberlar.
Okay. So Emberlar is over by the body, right?
Hold! Tip! Hey! How long have you been here?
That doesn't matter.
So you got the pixie. She came and told you everything?
Who, what? No, no one?
You sent the pixie to me, right?
Yes.
I sent her back to you.
Oh, we didn't get her back. Did you get her name?
I didn't. I asked her. You know, I asked her that, and she acted like she said she was in trouble.
Scrap.
Anyway, I sent her, like, you guys said that there's a smell something going on at the curiosity shop? It's probably a hex. I gave her a note and everything.
He hexed our house?
Who hexed your house?
Brillin.
Why was Alfred Brillin at your house?
That's less important than other things.
The head of that household is at your shop.
Well, the son of the head of the household.
The son of the head of the house. Yeah. Why was he at your shop, Tippin? Why was Alfred Brillin at your shop? Where's Owen?
You know, Em, you know I can't lie to you, right? So I'm just not going to say anything.
Let me ask you this.
Is it better that I don't know?
Probably.
Then don't tell me.
I have more things to tell you, though.
Okay.
There was definitely a spell all around this entire apartment. And also... The fast light here.
You... I grab his little hand. Like, come over here.
His teeny little hand drags him through the air, and Marswell's going.
You brought the vest here?
It's not with me right now. I can't, like, put it on. What? We put a silencing spell around it.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, we think through our actions sometimes. When it suits us.
Yeah, okay, all right, well then.
It brought me here. You know more now because of it.
Well, I thought you would follow me here because I told the pixie I sent you to come here. So you actually followed the spell here?
You expected us to wait for the pixie to come back.
Fair. All right,
house smelled. I wasn't going to stay there. If anything, we would look for a way to turn it.
Exactly. So you followed the listening spell from the vest led here?
Yes, I just said that. Any other unnecessary questions?
No.
So the vest spell led here. There was a spell all around here, and his least.
Yeah. How'd she get out? Didn't you say Owen locked her up?
Yeah.
Do you think
she Owen? We should tell Owen she's outside.
I zip away. Just wait. No. Okay. All right. I go back over to the body.
Yeah.
And I imagine Marswell just looking at me, just one of my pixies information. He's actually very, very good at detecting magic, believe it or not. You wouldn't think the pixie would be fantastic at that, but he is.
No, I believe it.
He is.
I like her.
Says that, yeah, there was definitely a silencing spell done here.
Oh, boy. Then that... Oh, gosh. Do you mind?
Yeah.
Can you double check the body?
Yeah. Anything in particular?
Just double check. I've got a hunch now.
Okay, so I lift up the thing, and I guess I'm just rolling an investigate to see what she's wanting me to look for. That is zero.
Okay, so...
Or can I use an insight instead or something like that?
So for this role, you've done an investigate. It's Isley Morris. It's definitely her. Six stab wounds, beaten around the face. It's not clear what she's trying to get at. So... Mm-hmm.
So she has six stab wounds, and she has her face is all beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
So she was beaten by her fist. As I look around, is anything missing?
I mean, the place has been ransacked, so it does look like things are out of place.
Okay, I'm gonna test my hunch because while I was talking to Captain Corrigan Vance earlier, that this might have just been like, I'm gonna go look for valuables, like anything that might have been specifically valuable, like jewelry, anything like that, and see if I can find anything. Because if something was taken, then this could be a robbery. Because, I mean, Justin has his theories, but Imilar doesn't quite know. So let's roll it, see if there's. That's a 3 investigation.
Yeah. So stuff has definitely been ransacked. It looks like there's semi-valuable bits of furniture that are still here. Like that might be worth something if somebody was really looking for money. The door to her bedroom is kind of creaked open, and it looks like stuff has been rifled through, but like her jewelry boxes are there. Like nothing jumps out at you as being like, holy crap, somebody definitely took something from that.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm gonna go back tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hunch that nothing was taken. This was staged to look like this. I mean, there's a silencing spell, so if there was a silent spell done, then that person was probably already in the house waiting for her. So this isn't a robbery, this is a murder.
That's what I was afraid of.
A robber would have snuck up inside, got inside the house, not had time to place a silence charm, and then murdered, would have already been discovered.
But why?
I think this person knew too much about something and was murdered for it.
You said she's a person of interest in the other thing?
Yeah. Do you have a pixie here I can send a message to?
I could send somebody for one outside.
Yeah, could you do that? Do you mind?
No, of course. Right. She goes downstairs to grab a pixie.
Fennel, and I go over to Fennel. Have you found anything? Have you been looking?
I think the stab wounds were done after she was already dead.
Okay, so you think the person literally just beat her to death? Like, do you think there was a tool or did they use their fists?
I don't know.
Because if there was a tool, we could find a murder weapon.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anything.
And then, was there anything magical? Should I roll? Can I roll to see if there was anything magical done to the body?
Yeah, you can roll.
Gonna be an Arcanica. Thank you. That's a minus. That's a 1.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell, but it's definitely possible that she was killed with magic and then beaten afterwards, but you can't really tell for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so.
But we're just working on hunches, Emberlar.
Hunches are the beginnings of leads.
He has that tattooed on his chest.
That's the phrase that I say all the time.
He says it all the time. The captain's not going to like that. He didn't like it the first time you did it, or the 20th time you did it.
And yet, I still solve cases.
Some cases.
Not all cases can be solved.
Well, what do you think we should do?
Okay, let me walk you through what I've got here. Isley Morris, new information that could implicate Tato Serene. Hear me out. We have her. Hear me out. Just hear me out. Don't leave me like that. Okay. We have Isley Morris here, dead.
Yes.
She was already talking to a person that I trust.
Okay.
That she hated her. Uh-huh. Wanted her dead. Wanted her gone.
Yashara.
Yes. Wanted Yashara gone.
Okay.
We also have Chet Stockington meeting with Lutato Serene a week before, and then it is rumored that Yashara was with Lutato Serene.
Oh my gosh. Just go with it.
Okay. Then, for some reason, which I don't know yet, Lutato wants, or someone wants, Yashara killed. And
okay.
Then they're tying up all the loose ends. I mean, this woman has been murdered.
Yes.
By a very powerful silencing spell.
Yes.
Staged to look like that. The one person who could be a key witness in Yashara's murder. And then we have Chet Stockington being charmed with a listening spell by someone who was trying to spy on him. Someone who could know information about Yashara. So we have all these, this woman who's murdered, people who are close to her are being spied on or murdered.
Uh-huh.
And the one thread that connects them all is Lutato Serene. Who was coincidentally not at the event. They were supposed to be there.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
I see it. Okay. Tell me you didn't tell the captain about Lutato Serene.
I mean, his name came up. His name came up. His name came up.
Emberlar.
His name came up.
Emberlar.
I said I didn't.
Basic.
I didn't say that he was the guy yet. I said that there was other people involved. I said that it could have easily been someone else.
Like who?
Point.
She's dead.
I didn't know that yet when I talked to the captain.
Gosh, Emberlar, you.
That's what we were talking about when you came in this morning. Anyway, I have another lead. I have another lead. Someone may know some more information.
Okay, who?
Yashara's mom, Rinyi.
Her mom?
Yeah, she had said that she'd been acting up recently. We found this information out from Chet Stockington saying that, going back a couple weeks, that Yashara had been meeting someone new. Yashara broke up with Chet Stockington about a couple months ago and saying that she's been seeing someone new, and then all of a sudden, Rinny's not seeing her daughter anymore, and she apparently had a really close relationship, and I think that a week ago, Chet Stockington was given this vest that has a listening spell, and then he'd been trying to go to Rinny. Maybe Lutato, maybe, could be someone else, was wanting Chet to go talk to Rinny to see what else she knew.
Okay.
So I think we should maybe go talk to Rinny to see what's going on.
I think you're probably right, because we can't just present what we have right now to the captain and expect him to...
No, we can't.
What is he going to do? Call in Lutato Serene for questions?
No, that would be stupid. Of course Lutato would A, not show up, and B, if he did, he would laugh us out and Captain would be fired or something.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe at the best would happen.
Yes, so obviously this is a huge deal. I'm not saying it is Lutato. I'm just saying it's an area that we should investigate. At the very least, we should go talk to Rinny.
We should talk to the mother. Yeah, I absolutely. So we cut back to Marswell goes outside to flag down a pixie for you. Mm-hmm. She comes back in, but she's followed by you two. So let's cut to you first.
She's flagging down a pixie?
Yeah.
Can I be that pixie?
Sure. So Marswell steps outside and she's looking around and...
Yes.
Weren't you just in there?
Yeah, but I can send messages too.
Oh, I thought you were like Emberlar's doing stuff for Emberlar.
I do freelance work.
Okay, well, he wants to send a message, so
okay.
If you want to...
Yeah, I'll send that message. Also, I need to speak to him again just to remind me of the rest of the message.
Okay.
I also need to bring a friend.
And I've been chatting.
Tell us, Owen, what you've been doing.
I've been chatting with the people outside to get as much information that I can.
Like across the street? Or the guys on the beat?
The guys that are on the beat that have been walking.
Can you roll me,
I lost a dice. I have to steal one.
Roll me, where is it?
Schmooze. I know. Yeah, I also have the art of schmoozing.
I need you to do
a
schmooze.
I'm gonna give
you
one of these.
Can you schmooze? Yeah, do it.
That is, so wait, what do I, is it just three then? Because it's plus two, or what is, I'm not sure how this works.
Yes.
So you're trying to use your art is a plus two.
My art is a plus two. Just whatever I rolled, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that's a three.
Yeah, so you've got a three. So the two guys outside, one of them is a Nyati and one of them is an Efreeti. And they're both young and like not interns young, but like, low on the totem pole young, and they're bored of being out there. So as soon as you like strike up a conversation mm-hmm. with them, like, so what I imagine is Marswell comes out, has this face to face with Tippin, who goes back inside and turns and looks, and you're like leaning on the tree, or you're like leaning on the steps, mm-hmm. like talking to them and fanning yourself, mm-hmm. and the two guys are like, so yeah, I mean, like, I've been on the beat like, I don't know, like 3 years? Oh, it's so 3 years? Long. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, well, and the academy's like really hard, so.
I have heard that.
Yeah. Fist and Foot is like.
They're the best.
We really are.
I mean, what would we do?
The Afridi's like, yeah. Yeah. He's right. So it's like pretty good, though. I mean, we get to see like.
And you get to be the first responders to things like this. Like, what happened in there?
Oh, yeah. Like. All the time, this kind of thing. Like, it's very
heroic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's the word that I would use.
I would use that word too. Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty good. So, I mean, it's a good job. So,
yeah.
Thank you. What do you do?
Oh, I own a shop. I own a curiosity shop. I own my own shop, but I also do a little on the side detective work.
Oh.
And it's funny because I came here today because one of my leads led me here, and you know, and I saw you all out here, and I realized that this is so outside of my jurisdiction. But I wondered that if maybe you could give me some information about what happened.
Oh yeah, I mean, not really, because like. The captains haven't come through yet. We haven't had clearance for anything yet. But like,
you know something, surely.
I mean, yeah, I do. I got to see a little bit of it. So it's a robbery.
Oh, a robbery. Yeah, whose robbery. House is this?
Oh, I don't know. Some lady. She owns the building.
Is there like a mailbox or anything outside that I would be able to look?
Yeah,
and like,
there's a mailbox, and it's got like 10 different names on it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I can read it.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I noticed that her name is on the list. Mm-hmm. So I guess I won't say anything about it, but I do notice her name's on the list. Well, actually, is it, you don't know who it is? You don't know who was robbed?
But they do live in this.
Oh,
no, not sure. Yeah.
That's not very helpful. I guess I should just go somewhere else to look.
Well, I mean, like, I'm sorry, but I can't. The captains haven't come through yet. Once the captains come through, we can kind of, talk about it. But
is there like is there any back? I'm looking for like an alley or something where I could sneak in the back or something.
Are you gonna try to sneak in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tippin's not gonna take you in, like he said he was.
Oh, is that gonna happen? Take you in. Oh. Okay, like, well then I'm still just talking.
So you're talking to these guys and you're trying to like, you're like peeking around, trying to figure out if there's an alleyway. And Marswell is standing on the steps and she has this face-to-face with Tippin, and Tippin says, but I need to bring a friend. And then they both look at you and you're talking to these guys and Marswell goes, oh, why?
Oh, Embralar has an informant and this is his informant.
Hi.
Hi.
She helps him with information.
Okay. Do you guys have like a persuasion or something?
I mean,
I know you've got the schmooze.
Falsehood, the art of schmoozing. That's what I have.
Ooh, yeah, do that.
I have will. I don't know if that's really a force of wills, though.
No, let's just say you guys, she's like, all right, let's go ahead and, because, I mean, she figures that if this isn't his informant, she'll know right away. So she's like, all right, come on in. And she takes you back up to the flat on the third floor, and Emblar and Fennel are talking very quiet and very, very specifically to each other. Cool. And you guys enter the room, and Marswell says, I've found you your pixie, conveniently.
Thank you. Missed it.
Hi, Emmy.
Hi, Owen.
And then I see the body, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Murzieski. The players are Amy Powell as Owen Ballard, Frank Gasparo as Tippin, and Justin Blankenship as Embrilar Ardeo. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates. Follow us on Twitter at WelcomeToWarda and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.